The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1 with Elavon Merchant Services. Growing your business is easy peasy with us by your side.
All right. Oh, it's bang on 9:30. Excellent news.
Dancing with the Stars on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Muller Corner. Mullerlicious.
Yeah, it was bound to happen eventually, Billy McGuinness. Part of me thought I might see it before now. That sounds mean as you're sitting in front of me because, you lasted a long time.
Show 9. Unbelievable.
Fair play to you.
Myself and Hannah were talking about it and we went in there just trying to survive show 1.
Mm-hmm.
And
we did Billy's that. Billy's only goal was just not to be the first
not to be the first out.
And we then we went to Dedication
Week, yeah.
Which was lovely, dancing for Christie, and we danced to an Aslan song, Crazy World. And then it just went to, we went to Big
then
Band
Big
Night.
Band. Yeah.
And we were just taking it one step at a time and it was just happening.
Kept coming.
Well, Hannah, welcome to the programme.
Thank
Hannah, it's
you.
Very nice to meet you and well done to you for all your war efforts with Billy week after week. But let me ask you, at what point do you think it changed from, you know, if we can just last one show, do you think there was a particular dance that the people went, oh, no, I love these guys, they're great crack.
Actually, I don't know. I don't think there was a particular dance. I feel like we really were in that mindset of just taking it week by week.
Yes.
And as it went on, we were just making like these little goals, as Billy was saying, like it was week one.
Yes.
That was our main goal.
Yeah, just get past week one.
Get past week one.
So aim low.
Aim low. And something just clicked with the public. And I think
that's
it was
right.
Coming out of 2 years of lockdown. I think with the madness that's going on in Ukraine at the moment, people could turn on their telly on Sunday night with Dancing with the Stars, and myself and Hannah would give them a little bit of joy, make them laugh and make them smile.
It was an escape.
And they kept us in, Ryan.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
We knew, as soon as we got into the dance-off, we knew the judges would destroy us. So we were constantly avoiding the dance-off, which was great.
Yes, yeah.
To see the likes of Jordan and them getting 3 tens, and he ends up in the dance-off and we don't.
Yeah.
And it was like, last
night... Did you feel
night,
survivor guilt? I mean, did
no,
you...
No, I'll tell you what happened last night, which was really good. I pulled my calf muscle in two places. And the show came to me yesterday and they said, Billy, you have a buy-in to the quarterfinal. And I was thinking about this and I was saying, there's no way I want myself and Hannah on a buy-in to quarterfinal because people will be saying, oh, they're only there because they got a buy-in. And plus it was very unfair on the other dancers who had trained hard all week. So I said, no, I said, I refuse to buy in.
Good
and
on
I
you.
Said, I want to dance.
Yeah, fair
I want
play.
To dance. And it was only fair, you know.
Was
and
it I'm sore?
I'm so glad. My leg is killing me.
Yeah.
He can't even... Yesterday he was walking around, like limping on his leg the whole day. Mm. Everyone
you
was trying
have
to convince
thought
him.
Watching, but the adrenaline then pumps
the adrenaline
and you just go.
The medic said, no, don't dance. The show said, no, dance. And I said, look, I'll dance. I want to dance. And it's only fair. And I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
I went on a high, Ryan.
You did, you did.
High,
every time, I mean, first, when you came in here first and you were telling us about Hannah and you said, look, I'm the oldest guy, she's the youngest dancer. Mm. It's a nice sense of generations coming together. And I think that worked out very, very well.
It did. Whatever we have, whatever we were doing, the public just loved it.
It really worked.
And I want to thank them. Thank you so much for giving me such an enjoyable 3 months.
Yeah.
I've spent 3 months, 7 days a week with this
every
girl.
Every day.
With this every day.
And you're
five
still
hours
talking,
a day.
Which is
and we're
remarkable.
Still,
yeah.
We're still,
still friends.
But we're dubs. We're both dubs.
Yeah, that helps.
In fact, Jim Gavin sent me a lovely text
did
last
he?
Night. He did.
Good
he
on
did.
Him.
Good on Jim. Yeah, yeah. He said, you made Dublin proud. Which
oh,
is
God,
great.
That's
which is lovely.
Good.
You know,
your face was a picture dancing. I'm sure you. Because you looked. This brilliant. Combination of concentration, focus, fear, comedy, excitement.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I was watching the face go, what is he? This is like the tongue was nearly out. Kind
I
of
never danced
concentrating.
You see, I never danced, so I didn't know what I was supposed to do. It was sometimes looking at Lytle and Hardy.
Me, Evan, Hannah
dancing. Yeah. It had that comic element to it. Yeah. But you know, it was brilliant. I'm so delighted that I did it, Ryan.
Yeah.
So delighted.
Yeah, I bet.
But now I have to get back to the real
to
world,
the real
my
world.
First love.
Well, we'll come back to that in a second because I just feel that I've met you a few times since the dancing experience started. You know, bumped into you here and there, out and about the place here in Orty. Anyway, the point I'm making is that you seem to have been given I don't know if it's a new lease of life or if it opened a door you didn't even know you wanted to go through, but it seems to have done something for you.
It has. Yeah. Like you, it was my first time stepping out of the Aslan. I've been in Aslan for 40 years.
Yeah.
So it was the first time I've stepped out of that. And it was very strange not having Christy and Joe there and the lads. I was on my own. Now, luckily, I did have Hannah, which is great, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I wasn't expecting to enjoy it that much, but I enjoyed the whole buzz of the show, and just the people in it, they're so nice. And I was, that kind of got me.
Yeah.
And plus the dancing and plus hanging out with Hannah every day. It was just, it was lovely. And I you know, if I was asked, for all your listeners of a certain age out there, if you're afraid of ever trying something new, I hope that I give you the courage to try it. Because I was terrified doing the first show of Dancing with Ice, and I'm so glad that I had the courage to actually
Dance with
do
Ice.
No, it doesn't
Dance,
even have
sorry,
name
Dance,
show.
Yeah, sorry, Dance with
Ice. No, it's cold out there. No,
but it's just, I'm so glad I did it, Ryan. I'm just so glad I did it, and I loved every second.
Great life
of it.
Experience for you.
Yeah, it really was.
You know.
Yeah. Was
did lovely. You know much about Aslan and Billy before you met?
Well, obviously, Hannah. I'm 19, so I wouldn't have ever seen them or anything. But my mom, my dad, my auntie would have been like a big Aslan fan, going to see a lot of their gigs and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was a big thing for them when I was told who I was dancing
exactly.
with. So it was nice.
And I got her for Christmas, I bought her the Aslan Made in Dublin DVD and CD.
So I'm so well educated.
You must have had the best Christmas ever, did you?
And we got to do Vicar Street and stuff as well, recording.
Yeah.
So I got a little tour, and really keeps me educated all the time.
Yeah.
I keep her up to with the band gossip. I give her the band gossip
all
every
the
day.
Latest,
look what's happening this week. You know?
As an aside from it all, thank you for being with us on Friday night on the Late Late Show.
That was an amazing show.
It was remarkable how the music of Aslan chimed with these troubled times. It really was.
Yeah.
There were three songs. Obviously, Christy did the acapella.
Christy singing Waltz and Matilda was mind blowing.
The atmosphere in the studio on Friday was like something I've never felt before.
But the amount of comments that we've had, Ryan, even on Dancing with the Stars, everyone was commenting on the show.
Yeah.
And to think that the Irish people again raised over 3 million.
Amazing.
Hats off to the Late Late Show and yourself for putting that on.
People delivered as they always do.
Absolutely, they do. Yeah.
And those beautiful Ukrainian fellow compatriots of ours, you know, singing that choir at the end. Oh my God. Yeah, it was moving.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
it really
yeah,
was.
Yeah,
no, well done, Ryan. Thank you for being there.
I'm
not blowing smoke or anything. I'm just saying, well done.
I'll pass it on. Team effort. But look at, let's go back to where we are this morning. Love, Billy. Thank you for putting a smile on our faces and good luck with the tour.
Because
you're back this Friday.
We start in Belfast on Friday.
Messing around.
Yeah, no, so it
the buzz continues.
Couldn't have planned it.
Oh, that's better.
I'm in rehearsal Tuesday and Wednesday now with the band. So I would have been juggling the dancing and the band all this week.
Did you vote yourself out?
He had a plan all along.
Oh, I'm injured. He said, a bit like Sylvester Stallone to Escape to Victory. You know, break your own leg so you can get out of there. All right. I'm going to miss Billy and Hannah, and he would do your heart good. Thanks, Billy, for the joy for the last few weeks. That smile is everything, says Marie in Waterford. And my 13-year-old had me voting for Billy's as another every week. And she was sad to see him go last night. So thanks for all the smiles. I mean, that's, like you say, both of you, you brought that splash of colour to a dark corner. And I think people really appreciate that.
It's great. It's fantastic. And what I love about it is it crossed over all ages.
Yes.
Like the amount of cards and that we got from
kids
and the amount of messages we got from kids. It was like, it was unbelievable, Ryan. It really was. And some of them were very heartbreaking. I got a message from a parent of this child who was
12? 12. Only 12, yeah.
And he's blind and he has cerebral palsy.
Okay.
And he's actually singing banana, banana.
He made a song like
banana, banana, banana.
Yeah.
And his parents put in a message.
The banana split.
He hooked onto our voices on the telly.
Did he?
And he's been following us on Dancing with Stars. And I was saying, that's
so lovely.
They're the type of message. I played it for Hannah and we were just blown away that the show can affect
connect like that.
Yeah,
it is amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
And it's just what the world needed. That and lots of love. There's no doubt about it. Billy, it's great to see you as always.
Absolutely.
You know you're in the room. I'll tell you that. I love people like that. And Hannah, what a pleasure to meet you. The beginning of a great career for you,
yes,
dancing.
Definitely.
How long have you been dancing? Like, you've seen it, show.
I was born into it. My mum was a dancer and has her own dance skill. So I've been brought up in that environment.
Dancing with the nappies.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see, you're supposed to say exquisite dance studios on the Long Mile Road.
Well, I mean, you have to get the mention in.
And it's gas. They had myself, Grainne Shoiga, and Angus out in Exquisite Studios. We were the old fogies. So they pushed us out there and they kept all the young ones in around the tree arena.
Oh, that's so
but
funny.
We called ourselves the Long Mile
the
Six.
And then
when Angus went out, it was the Long Mile Four. Then it was the Long Mile Two. And Grainne texted me last night and she went, there's no more Long Mile anymore. But Grainne is coming to see us when we do Leisureland in Galway on the 25th of March.
That's her
so
home
I'm looking
turf.
Forward to
oh, look, that's great. You've made new friends now.
That's a friendship I've made up. I didn't know Grainne before we went into the show. It's fantastic what
it's
does.
Great.
You know, it
I say this every year, but I'll say it again. Yeah, the celebrities in Dancing with the Stars form a bond, from my understanding of it, that reminded me of Irish college, you know, when you're kids and you meet for a few weeks to, you know, and
down to Gaeltacht.
That's
down to
what I'm saying. And then you kind of come out of it after as friends for life. You're signing me book at the end of the thing going on, memories for life. Billy, Hannah, congratulations.
Thank you very
and
much.
Thank you.
And show nine.
Good
we
luck
made
with
it to show nine. And the guys thing about it is we're back in 2 weeks for the final.
We only get 2 weeks, right?
So there you go.
Good luck. Keep dancing.
I'm just taking a holiday.